Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2993, 6 Best Ways to Start Getting Your Finances on Track, by Andrea Joy of savingjoyfully.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to our usual Sunday bonus episode, where I share an episode from one of the other podcasts in the Optimal Living Daily Network, usually overlapping with the kinds of stuff that we talk about here. Today's episode comes from Optimal Finance Daily. You can follow or subscribe to that show wherever you're hearing this if you enjoy what you're about to hear. So with that, let's get right to the post and commentary from Diana as we optimize your life.
6 Best Ways to Start Getting Your Finances on Track, by Andrea Joy of savingjoyfully.com. When you feel like every day is a struggle and your financial situation has never looked worse, remember you are not alone. There are so many people out there that can relate to your financial struggles. Many choose not to talk about their money problems out of fear or shame. Because of where I've been and because I want to help others struggling just as I am to pay down debt, I chose to be honest and speak out. My husband and I still struggle at times with our finances because it's easy to fall back into our old ways. In all honesty, though, I can definitely say that I have come a long way from where I was back in my college days. What caused the financial strain I have dealt with since college? I was alone in my financial struggles as a young, confused college student. I believe that I'm not the only one who is experiencing or has experienced the same financial struggle after college. I know that the debt issues and college money mistakes at the beginning of my own money story are far more common than anyone wants to admit. I can relate to not being able to afford food, not being able to afford my bills, and nights spent crying alone as I tried so hard to handle the mess I had created. So this is why I want to encourage others who are in that same place to keep believing in a brighter future and keep working hard towards your goals. If you have more bills than money to cover your bills, then you can understand the pain that I felt trying to cope. Credit cards became a way of life for me as I began to cope with not having the money to fund a life on my own. I want to make sure young people understand that this is not a good option and that credit card usage is dangerous and tricky. Knowing when and how to use a credit card is a skill to be learned and should be a lesson taught prior to any credit card being issued. I wish financial education was more important today than it is, and I wish more high school and college age students would be reached with this message before it's too late. Whether we are young or old, most of us are not strangers to financial struggles. Very few of us are born into money, and most of us don't have a lot of experience in handling money. My best advice for each of us in dealing with our finances is to create a personalized budget. Work hard where you are right now and save. Financial management is not easy, and this is why it's far less common for people to be good at managing their finances. It's much easier to spend than it is to save in our world, which is driven by advertising and consumerism. Saying no to things we want is not natural and is often hard to do. To begin to make a difference in your financial situation, you must start today to make a plan and change your mindset. 6 important things you need to start today. Number 1, you need to make a personal budget and stick to it. You need to account for every dollar coming in and every dollar going out and make your money work for you. Number 2, decrease your expenses and eliminate unnecessary spending. You can do this in various ways, but start by looking at your overall budget and find the areas that you can decrease. Number 3, you may need to make unpopular lifestyle changes. This may mean turning down dinner with a friend, canceling your cable, decreasing your phone data plan and not using it as much, declining invites to things that will cost you money you can't afford. Each of our situations are different, but these are just examples of some ways that you may need to make these changes. Number 4, do not expect an easy way out because getting out of debt is hard work. Plain and simple, it will be difficult at times and sometimes you will fail and sometimes you will argue with yourself and make excuses. Stand firm and keep working towards your goal. Number 5, the reality is that you may need to work more hours, pick up a second job or money-making hobby. If this is an option, it definitely is a good idea to start increasing your income in some way, big or small. Each person has a different situation and a second job may not always fit into everyone's schedule. Be creative if this is the case and look for other ways to increase income. Ask for a raise, pick up some overtime when you can. Find some babysitting, dog sitting, house sitting side jobs. Look for something you're good at that can become a side hustle and start there. Number 6, begin to build your savings account and emergency fund. This is so important, and I can honestly say this from experience. When I was young, I never had any savings, and I was constantly using credit cards when money ran out. What I didn't realize is that although I never had extra money, it was my money management that was mainly responsible. I spent on things that were not helpful, like buying lunch at work when I could have packed one. I also made the mistake of not paying attention to my phone minutes and roaming charges, and my phone bill would be frequently out of control. These were missed opportunities to get ahead, and all because I failed to plan. My best advice for beginners to start a savings account or emergency fund is from my own experience. 4 years ago, I started a savings challenge for the first time, and that was the first time that I was ever able to save a significant amount and not spend it. Why did this challenge work for me when nothing else had? It was slow and steady and helped make saving money fun for me. The challenge I started with was the 52-week money challenge, but you could do any money challenge just to jumpstart your savings. Start with one that is the most comfortable and challenge yourself more as you go along. Commit to not touching this money no matter what comes along during that first year. Keep in mind that you did not get into the debt you put yourself in overnight, and you will not get out of debt overnight either. Be patient with yourself and allow yourself time to deal with the mistakes you made. Begin to work hard developing a game plan for paying off your debt and building up your savings account. Creating a budget and beginning to monitor your spending more closely are very important in beginning to get your finances on track. The tips I've given should help you to start out with the basics of beginning to get your financial situation under control. You just listened to the post titled 6 Best Ways to Start Getting Your Finances on Track by Andrea Joy of savingjoyfully.com. I believe awareness is the first step to getting your finances on track. You have to have a really good understanding of where your money is going before you can build a budget that's going to be sustainable. Because there's so much shame associated with money, oftentimes we don't really want to face the music and take a look at what's really going on. That was certainly my experience. And honestly, I think articles like this one that talked about how hard it's going to be and the sacrifices I would need to make really turned me off. Belief is a powerful thing, and I would encourage you to entertain the belief that not only is your financial situation totally figure outable, but that it's also possible for you to enjoy this process. Essentially, what you're trying to do is change your mindset and habits when it comes to money, which may sound like a slog initially, but this is exciting stuff because once you've built those healthy habits, you can relax a bit. Your habits simply take over and require less effort on your part. I also believe it's important to shift your mindset about spending. It's easy to say, just cut unnecessary spending. But if you constantly deprive yourself of the things that you want to buy, the feeling of deprivation is likely going to result in you giving up on your financial goals. The key for me has been to work on changing my wants. So for example, I didn't buy a Tesla because I don't want a Tesla. I actually prefer the 2010 Mazda 3 I bought for $6,000 cash. I don't go out to eat much because I prefer to cook at home. I've convinced myself that my happiness doesn't come from spending money on material things. It comes from autonomy over my time, the ability to be creative, and relationships with other people. And I've shown myself that I can have all those things without spending a lot of money. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.